I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it. Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback.
What is that?
And the other guy. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right. It just got real here at JCW's in South Jordan. The wings have arrived. Now, wings we can do.
Yes.
And wings are, like I said it before, one of the most underrated items on a JCW's menu. They are as good as anyone you've ever had. So, and they got, look, and hey, they got celery and carrots, Scott, so we're eating healthy.
Isn't that special?
I know. But, again, but low, to no carbs on the wings. So we're going to do those. We're JCW's. If you say go Jazz at the register, you get 10% off at the register. So get 10% off here. Just at the JCW's here in South Jordan. As we're walking up to Jazz draft coverage, you're going to get it right here on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Tim Lacombe, Jake and Ben, the TVs are on here at the JCW. So come down and have just like a little mini party here. The draft is up on the board as they're getting the coverage ready on the TV side of things. But you can get all the breakdown, of course, from the Utah Jazz angle from our experts here coming up at 6 o'clock. Scott, spring is here. Do you need that new look for your home? I was at your house today.
Yes, you were.
Looks really good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You do a great job decorating.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. Scott's got a good eye.
I have some skills there. And my daughter helped me.
Yeah, she helps. Yeah, Madison helps.
She's.
But if you're looking for that new look on the outside of your home, call the folks at RGS Exteriors and Construction. Get that new look for your home in 2022 with the stucco, brick, vinyl, James Hardy siding they're experts at. So get that new look by giving them a call, 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110. Yeah, when you look up on the screens here at JCW's and you have all the draft experts weighing in, they're all talking about Kyrie and Russell Westbrook. You can have both of those guys. You can have both of those guys. I'm worried about
what
the Jazz
are going to do. Kyrie goes to the Lakers. I mean, don't we want to see that, though?
Yeah.
Don't we want to see the mix of LeBron and
although
Kyrie?
Although he's way better, right?
And Russell Westbrook. And Anthony. I mean, you want to see that. Just for what the potential craziness that could be.
If you were to write down that roster and say, listen, Russell Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, LeBron, Anthony Davis – Throw in a couple of just like no name dudes. It doesn't matter, and you've got yourself a championship there. But they could not be further from a championship right now in Los Angeles.
All I know is when they had Kyle Kuzma, Utah guy, they win a championship. Yes, then he got traded. What has happened?
They fell off the plane.
Been all downhill from there.
That's what I've always said. Is that LeBron needs Kyle Kuzma to be able to succeed. I've said it for years. Jared, did we give away those Bees tickets? Are they gonzo? Oh, good. I'm glad. We're going to be doing that a lot this summer, so stay tuned to Unrivaled. All throughout the summer, we'll give you a four-pack of tickets to the Bees. In the meantime, Scott, our NFL Roundup, as always, got to do it every day. We didn't get to spend enough time on this, I felt like, but Siragusa, Tony Siragusa, your former teammate, passed away yesterday at 55 years old, and you told a lot of stories in the break, but this is a guy that I think that, for me, I watched him when he was a player, and you're like, that guy is, you know, he is just a giant dude in the middle, and he is just absolutely getting get. I mean, this dude was 380 in the middle of that line.
If you talk about him just as a player, that defense, the Baltimore Ravens, was the perfectly designed defense. They had two big, massive guys. They say it was 700 pounds of, like, human whatever. And that was way under the – they were probably closer to 800 pounds or more.
The clip that they have right now up on NFL.com, they have Tony Siragusa firing off of the line against the Cincinnati Bengals, and number 19 is rolling out.
As the quarterback.
As the quarterback. Yeah, and I was like, dude, you know what?
That would be me.
And Siragusa's coming after you, but you know what?
Well, he's not going to catch
well-designed play there because
– look, here there are just certain people, okay? And I really, when I went there, I was like, oh, like I had kind of heard he's kind of a loudmouth, you know, all this stuff, and you're just like, yeah,
kind of rolling your eyes about him.
And I just fell in love with the guy from day one. He's this, the way I describe it. There's certain people that swear, and he swore, he had a mouth on him like you would not believe. But there are certain people, there are probably three in my entire lifetime, that swearing just sounded normal. Right, and he was just one of those people that it just wasn't off-putting, it wasn't offensive, and he was just about the funniest guy. And we ended up hanging out all the time. Like we would go hunting on our days off. We went to the boat show in Annapolis. We did a lot of things together, and he was just so fun to be around. Every home game, we'd stay in a hotel, and we'd go to Morton Steakhouse the night before and have dinner.
You'd stay at home.
We always stayed in a hotel, whether we were on the road or at home.
And you go to Morton
Steakhouse
the night
before a game. So we go to Morton Steakhouse, which you wear a suit coat to.
Yeah,
we were in sweats. Oh, and he just walked through the front
door. And they
let
you do it?
Like, again, he goes, no one's going to say anything.
Of course.
You know, he's like, come on, you'll be fine.
No, they have a picture of him on NFL.com, too, and I was looking at him, and he has a velvet sweatsuit on, and I was like, but the biggest smile on his face.
Just
and like,
the funniest, I mean, and story after story. I mean, and the crazy thing, like we did some crazy things. I would just say this.
What does that mean?
Well, we just did some crazy things, but fun things. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't bad. Just so much fun to be around. But here was the thing that really meant the most to me, and it was the time. So I started for the Ravens at the beginning of the year, and then I got benched by my good friend Brian Billick.
And, your amazing friend, your lifelong friend.
And it was an awful time. It was an awful time in my career in the NFL.
Right.
Like I was of the mindset, I'm done with this, and I'm going to quit. I've had it. I'm done. And he just was my friend. And he was my friend at a time when I needed a friend like you wouldn't. I mean, he couldn't have come along in a more perfect time in my life. And he was just awesome to me as a human being, as a teammate, but as a friend. And I've always appreciated that. So in my entire, maybe my life, it might have been
the lowest point
in my life. And to have him just be there meant everything. And I never really told him that. I don't even know that I realized it in the moment, but just, you know, it's so sad to see him die. I mean, we're the same age, you know, we were teammates and he was a friend to me when I really needed a friend. And just, I've always appreciated that.
You know, what's interesting about him too, is he was unsigned, undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
Out of Pitt,
1990.
And he got a signing bonus of $1,000 and convinced the team that he was a really good long snapper,
which he probably wasn't. I'll just tell you, right, just knowing him, because he's a guy who could BS his way,
oh, yeah,
you know, probably into the White House.
Well,
to wear a velvet workout
suit at a Morton Steakhouse. You got to have good salesmanship on
just
that thing.
If anyone was comfortable who they were, it was him.
Yeah.
You know, he owned the fact that he was just this big, fat dude.
Him and Sam Adams, man, that middle of that line. Like, I always imagine those two. I picture those guys and Ray Lewis and that defense, and you go, man, those guys were ridiculous.
So Ray Lewis, you know, had just kind of shared some thoughts about, you know, Tony, just talking about how much he meant to him as a teammate and, you know, as a brother and all these things. Tony and I'd sit by each other in the meeting the night before the game.
Yeah.
Because he was just really funny, and he would give you his commentary.
It's like when you would
on
sit
the meeting. And you'd sit towards the back.
Right.
And I'd sit with my head kind of down, covered
with a towel because he's making jokes.
It was so funny. and Ray Lewis would get up impromptu. So Brian Billick could give his little speech, whatever. Right. And then kind of the meeting was over, and Ray Lewis says, no, the meeting's not over.
He would start preaching the gospel.
I got something to say.
He did, like Ray Lewis preaching the gospel
of
Ray Lewis.
Ray started talking in tongues. No one understood what he was saying. So you got Sarah Goose's, interpretation of what Ray Lewis was saying.
Making fun of it a little bit.
And then there were times he goes, I got nothing. I don't know what he's saying here. This is just gibberish. And it was every week. Oh, my goodness. And he had you in stitches. And that team that was so good, like, they were never serious. Like, they were so loose. You'd see them before a game, and they were just out, pregame joking around.
Right, sure.
Like, and they just – there was just this – almost this ability to just be so relaxed when they play, because they were so confident.
Right.
As far as teammates go – being in Baltimore, that was the funnest time I had with team. They're just some of the greatest guys in the world on that football
team. I think that sort of shows you, too. I think we all assume, and an NBA locker room and an NFL locker room are not the same, but going back to, when people are shocked by the alliances that get made in locker rooms sometimes, and when people talk about, like, who Rudy Gobert's friends are versus who Donovan Mitchell's friends are, like, there's no reason why Scott Mitchell and Tony Siragusa would be hanging out in a locker room.
Sat by each other on the airplane, it's funny because it's a quarterback and a defensive line.
But that's what I'm saying is that, like, I think people assume, hey, on that defense, it's like, look, these guys are friends on a team. Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman sitting next to each other on the airplane. It's like, probably not, Right. It's like, it's the kind of thing where you go, oh, no, it's the backup center and the punter who end up being friends, and in a locker room with the Jazz, I think people. But it also doesn't, when it comes down to the playing, these guys can turn it on and play. I mean, Tony would be laughing during these meetings or whatever, I guess. But I mean, he went out and played, and the guy was, one of the things I was watching some of these highlights, and something you've always said about, like, guys in the NFL, linemen don't just fall down.
Right.
Defensive linemen and offensive linemen.
Even big 400-pound guys like Tony Siragusa.
And Tony Siragusa, they're showing him, and he's getting chop blocked and jumping over these dudes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, they didn't. And he put a hand down to stabilize himself. And you go, Tony Siragusa was a dadgum athlete, and he was almost 400 pounds. And you go, man, that guy. And he wouldn't fall down. He's just like, these guys are so dang athletic. But
super smart player. And we had a lot of conversations. I actually learned a lot from him about some of the keys and tendencies that he would get with offensive linemen. And he's like, these guys will tell you everything. And he says, just the pressure and their stances. And he goes, I love playing on a field that had, like, grass and dirt. And I would get a little handful of dirt in my hand. And then at the snap of the ball, I'd fling it up into the guy's face.
Like playing at the Coliseum or something?
A field that had, like, baseball.
Right.
Or just bad grass or whatever. And I go, you do all that? He goes, listen, when you're a guy like me, all
you
bets are
get,
off.
Like, it,
like
it,
for him,
it,
he, and so he was a fierce competitor, actually very brilliant. I mean, he understood, had a massively high IQ for football and understood it very, very well.
We're going to come back. We've got more to go here on the program. Our 2-minute drill's around the corner. We've got some Jazz draft talk as well. We've got them up on the screen here at the JCW's in South Jordan. Draft talk aside, though, too, Scott, there's a coaching search going on at the same time. But I think that Danny Ainge and the upper management, they put all that stuff on hold for a night like tonight. You don't have to have a coach on a draft night to make some deals. You don't have to have a coach during free agency to make some deals. So let's get this thing going. We're going to have so much to do here. Tim Lacombe is in the house. Yeah, the coach walked through the door. Jake and Ben are going to be here in just a few minutes, and they're going to start off their special draft coverage as well right here. Unrivaled continues. If you come into the JCWs here in South Jordan, you can get 10% off by saying Go Jazz on your way through the door. Plus, Megan busted out the Jazz gear. Got some nice Jazz gear over here on the table right by our broadcast. So that's a freebie to walk in for, and it's some nice stuff. So come take a look right here in South Jordan. 106 South is the exit. Go west on the freeway, and you get yourself some Jazz gear and some dollars off of your JCW's purchase. More to go right here. It continues on the program. 2-minute drill next on Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.